Well, first of all, let me wish you a happy 4th of July. You know, we're so blessed and privileged to live in the United States. We thank God for all our temporal blessings, and we know we live in some spiritually challenging times, but the believer has confidence in our God to do all things well. Our Heavenly Father is sovereign over all. What He purposes, He will do. That's what we learn in today's passage, Isaiah chapter 46, verses 9 through 11. Isaiah says, remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is no other. I am God, none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times things not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will accomplish all my purposes, calling a bird of prey from the east, the man of my counsel from a far country. I have spoken, and I will bring it to pass. I have purposed, and I will do it. So regardless of the economic forecast, God says, I am God, and there is no other. I have purposed, and I will do it. Regardless of congressional votes or Supreme Court decisions, I am God, and there is no other. I have purposed, and I will do it. Regardless of who wins the next election, God says, I am God, and there is no other. I have purposed, and I will do it. Regardless of the governments that come to power around the world, I am God, and there is no other. God says, I have purposed, and I will do it. Regardless of the rogue rulers who make great claims, God says, I am God, and there is no other. I have purposed, and I will do it. Even when the doctor's report is not what I wanted to hear, even when he walks away, even when my heart is broken, even when I wait for God to answer, even when my dreams die, even when I don't get the job, even when my child is estranged, even when I'm discouraged, depressed, even when I don't feel like pushing forward, even when grief hits me like a vicious uppercut, even when things don't make sense, remember, God says, our Heavenly Father says, I am God, and there is no other. I have purposed, and I will do it. So let's just talk to God about His promise. Father, wherever we stand today, whether it's in joy or sadness or disappointment, discouragement, confusion, fear, impatience, or anxiety, we proclaim that You are God, and there is no other. We thank You that what You have purposed, You will always accomplish. And we thank You in Jesus' name. Amen.